we got the NBA draft tonight. The Raptors currently not with a first-round pick. Anything could change between now and the first round. Slated to pick with the 33rd pick into the second round. And we've got our boy Josh Lewenberg hanging around the compound. It's great to see you, buddy. How you doing?
What's up, guys? I miss you here. I got the whole place to myself.
Yeah.
That's right. It's a good thing. That's the way we like it, J-Lo. J-Lo.
Can,
yeah.
That hey, works, too.
Not a bad handle. Can you explain the OG
scenario? I don't know if I can pull that off.
No, you can't. Can you explain the OG scenario for us? Like, whenever I hear it this much, I'm like, there's something there. It just, it can't be nothing where he's, like, completely happy, blah, blah, blah. Like, what is it? On his end, he's looking there saying, I don't like where I'm positioned. I want to play somewhere else. Just break it down for us so everyone can have some clarity.
Well, I think there are a couple of things to it. Like, I think from the OG side of things, there's definitely something there. But, and I tweeted this the other day, like, I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think he's making a big deal of it. Sure, he probably wants a bigger role on this team. He definitely thinks that he can handle a bigger role on this team. But, like, who doesn't in the NBA? Like, the vast majority of NBA players, and this is probably true of any sport, the vast majority of NBA players believe that they should have a bigger role on their teams. And they wouldn't be where they are. They wouldn't be at this level if they didn't have, at times, an irrational sense of self-belief. So I don't think that that's a big deal necessarily. I think teams are probably making a bigger deal of it. And that's where the second part of this comes in. There are a lot of rumors out there. There are a lot of speculation. It's not coming from the Raptors. It rarely is with the Raptors. Everything that I'm hearing is that they're listening. They're not shopping them. They don't want to move them. They've been pretty clear. I mean, I've heard it privately, but even publicly since the trade deadline last year, their strong preference is to keep this core together, at least for now, let them grow and develop, at least here through the summer and through this coming season, and then go from there. But there are teams right now that are interested in OG Anunoby. Understandably so, for a bunch of reasons. Contract, good. Player, good. And I also think there's a lot of, it kind of reminds me of the Pascal Siakam situation last year, where teams think that they can get this guy for pennies on the dollar. They think that there's an opportunity here to buy low. Siakam, it was because he was coming off of a bad season. OG, because he's got the injury issues. And now, because, for whatever reason that this is out there, he might not be entirely pleased with his role. So all of a sudden, teams are floating it out there. They're leaking that they're interested and that he might be on the market. I think there's some truth to it. The Raptors are certainly open to it. I mean, even Bobby Webster the other day didn't come out and flat out deny it. But I don't think it's going to happen this summer. I really don't think it's going to happen tonight. At some point, he might get traded, but I don't think it's going to happen in the next few months.
Josh, where do you think his role is, even at when he's arrived at his ceiling and this core has arrived at their ceiling, where does he fall with this group at best?
At best, offensively, he's the fourth or fifth option on this team, right? And that's right. Even including Scotty Barnes, who had a lower usage rate than OG last season, the only member of the starting five that had a lower usage rate than him last year, and will almost certainly have a higher usage rate than him this year. So he might be the fifth guy offensively in that group. That said, I mean, even Pascal Siakam, who's like the number one guy on this team offensively, his usage rate is pretty low relative to the other number one guys in the NBA. So this is a pretty diplomatic offense that Nick Nurse runs, where even for the fifth guy, like, OG has the ball in his hands, he's getting shots, he's getting looks. In his mind, though, and this is the really interesting question in terms of, like, what does OG want? He's still under contract for a couple more years, but he's got, and certainly his representatives, Clutch, they're probably looking ahead a couple of years from now and thinking, okay, well, we want to get this guy as big a contract as possible, maybe a max deal. Can he earn that as the fifth option on the Raptors? He's exceptional defensively, but I'm not sure defense necessarily makes you that max money, as great as a two-way player as he is. I'm wondering, is this a Jeremy Grant situation? Jeremy Grant, back in Denver a few years ago, looked at and said, well, I don't want to be the third or fourth option, maybe fifth option, on a good team. I want to go to, in that case, Detroit, and be the number one guy. I don't know that that went great for him. I mean, if you look at what his value is now, he was just traded for a lot less than he probably thinks that he's worth. So it didn't go great for him in that scenario. Do you want to be, if you're OG, do you want to be the third or fourth guy on a winning team? Or do you want to go somewhere and be the number one or number two guy on a team that's probably not as good?
I don't see many teams in this league where he is the number one. I've never been as high on Anunoby as others have. It's always been about potential with him and raw talent. I don't think he has a fluid offensive game whatsoever. I don't expect that to develop. I mean, this guy's been in the league for a while. He is not a great offensive player. I don't ever expect him to be a great offensive player.
And he can't stay healthy, and that's the
bigger
issue.
He's never healthy. And, you know, like you pointed out, Josh, and it's 100% accurate in reality, everyone's confident. Everyone wants a little bit more. I'm curious if Anunoby is his focus more on, well, Van Vliet and Siakam are doing this, and those are the guys I connect with, or is it more, hey, Gary Trent and Scotty Barnes are here, and look what they represent. I'm worried about them. You know, are those the guys passing? Because you said offensively, no one wants the ball in OG's hand over Gary Trent's when Trent is hot. Like, we witnessed that multiple times this year. And Barnes, it's just a matter of time before they start drawing up plays. Like, the ball's going to be in his hand.
Yeah, well, we know the way the Raptors are thinking about this and the way that Nick Nurse is thinking about it. They love OG. They value OG. But they're looking at this like, okay, you want more? Come take it. Like, Nick Nurse has always operated that way and said, okay, well, you guys, and Masai is that way as well, you guys go out there and earn your contract or earn your role. For OG, he's got to play well, but he's also got to stay on the court. And I can tell you, while there's a lot of talk right now on social media about OG Anunoby's frustrations, there's some frustration on the part of the Raptors too, and you don't have to look very hard to see it. Nick Nurse, on a few occasions last season, pointed out very clearly that OG has been medically cleared from whatever it is, the hip or the finger. It happened a bunch of times where OG was medically cleared to play, and for whatever reason, still took a few more weeks after that. There's frustration on the Raptors' part, not necessarily that he's gotten hurt a number of times, because it's basketball. It happens, right? Like, and a lot of those injuries were fluke injuries. The emergency appendectomy, he's been poked in the eye more times than I can count. You can't help some of those things. But you look at somebody like Fred VanVleet. He's playing through everything, almost to a fault, to the point where he's wearing down throughout the course of a season, and OG Anunoby is not playing through a lot of things that I think the team believes that he can play through. So I do think there's some frustration on the part of the Raptors. There's some frustration on the part of OG. Ultimately, I think they still need each other enough to go forward. I do think, though, like, and this is why I think there's some truth to this, in the sense that they're definitely having conversations and seeing what's out there. There's going to come a time, as committed as they are to this group, there's going to come a time in the next few years where this young core becomes very, very expensive, and you're going to have to consolidate some pieces. Combine two or three guys to go out there and get maybe that guy that's going to get you over the hump. To clarify, I don't think they're there right now. I don't think they think they're there right now. They're not a contender, depending on that whatever that piece
is. But
that's
why,
that's
like, this core is not worthy of that much commitment. Like, let's be honest. I like all the pieces. They're a playoff team. But this core is not going to be a championship core.
And that's why I'm not
so
sure that now is the time.
How committed can you be?
Now might not be the time to consolidate. Maybe they look at it and say, we're a year away from being in that position.
Right.
Let's, for now, collect assets, develop those assets. Let's see what those guys can do. Scotty and OG and Trent. Still young guys. Let's see what they can do with a full off season and maybe a full season, and then maybe revisit this next year where maybe they're looking to consolidate. But like I said, I think it's going to happen. You can't keep these guys together forever. You're going to be paying into the tax quite a bit. And to your point, Brian, like, you'd then be paying tax for what I don't believe, and I don't think they believe, is a championship team. You're going to consolidate at some point. It's just the question is, when do you do it?
When do you do it?
Right. J-Lew, you mentioned a couple years maybe down the road that Scotty Barnes could take some steps where they evolve and grow into a championship-type team. I have this expectation because sometimes I just dumb things down, and when somebody pulls a rabbit out of the hat like Masai did, bringing Kawhi Leonard here, is there like this expectation that when he signs this massive contract that he's got to do it again, or is he going to do it again? Because I'm not going to lie, I kind of have that expectation myself. It's like, you did it once, what are you going to do now? because they can't win. Hayes just mentioned that group right there. They're not a, that's not a championship team. They're all likable guys. They work hard. They take their craft seriously. So you well document how, what they do day in and day out. And, you know, they play the right way and committed to defense, which is a Nick Nurse staple, but how do they get to the next level? And I think it starts with Masai, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think, oh, the model is the same as it was back in 2018, as unrepeatable as that seemed and still seems. I think it's the same idea, is just, like, collect assets, develop them, and then just wait. Patient, opportunistic, wait for that opportunity where somebody is out there that you think moves the needle. Ideally, not somebody who's going to leave in a year after that, but you wait for that guy that you can consolidate some of those pieces and go get. At the same time, like, that trade was a once-in-a-lifetime type situation. Like, you're not going to get a Kawhi Leonard caliber player for, with all due respect to DeMar DeRozan, what they gave up for him again. It was so unique and so circumstantial in terms of Kawhi's injury situation and his contract situation, and nobody knew what to expect from him when he ultimately came to Toronto, or if he was going to come to Toronto. It was so unique. I don't see that specifically happening again. But I do think, in the same way we always say this is a copycat league, every front office is paying close attention to every championship team. Golden State, how did they do it? Can we do the same thing? And for Masai, he's looking in-house. He's saying, we did this in 2019. How did we do it? Could we do it again? And one other thing I'll say, going back to your point, oh, like, Scotty Barnes is the wild card in all of this, because if he develops the way a lot of people think that he can, and if he's your superstar player in 2, 3, 4 years down the road, well, that makes this whole thing a lot easier, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and that would be ideal. Needless to say, if you've already acquired that piece that you had to seek out, or we believe you're going to be seeking out, you just got to let it grow. Then it's about patience more than anything else, and you can still have success while you're being patient. The draft goes tonight. Raptors picking 33rd. There's going to be some Canadian content in the first round, likely in the lottery. So enjoy it, Josh. Great catching up with you, buddy. And we'll do this again real soon. Thank you for this.
All right, guys. Take care.
There's Josh Lewenberg, our TSN Raptors reporter. Again, the Magic are on the clock tonight. You can watch it on TSN.